Unit 2. Personality.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and note down the four characteristics of the speaker. I am a very sensitive person, and that's good to a point. I feel everyone should be able to feel or understand what others are going through. But when you hurt, cry, or are unhappy for people you don't know, or for a movie that is not real, then I think that's a little too sensitive. That's the way I am. I am a very independent person. I must do things for myself. I don't like people doing things for me, or helping me, or giving me things. It's not that I don't appreciate it, because I do. I just feel that when someone does something for you, that you owe them. And if there is one thing I don't like to feel, it's that I owe anyone anything. I think I would be a good friend. I would do almost anything for someone I like, to share or give anything I have. I'm very caring and understanding. People trust me with their secrets. And they're right for doing so, because I never tell anything that is told to me. I'm always there to help in any way that I can. All you have to do is ask. I have a love for life and people that makes me feel good. I fun in almost everything I do, except housework. I love to watch people, talk to them, and be around them. It makes no difference whether I agree or disagree with what they feel, or how they live, or what they look, or what age they are. I just love learning and being aware of everything and everyone around me.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen again and complete with details of the four characteristics.
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Write T for true and F for false.
Angela, you were born in Korea, but you've been living in Canada for a long time, haven't you?
Yes. I was 10 years old when my parents immigrated to Canada. And I've been living here for 20 years now.
Do you think that belonging to two different cultures has affected your personality?
Yes, definitely. There are times when I think I have two personalities. Depending on where I am or who I'm with, I'm Korean or I'm Canadian.
Sounds complicated. Can you explain what you mean?
Well, growing up in Canada, when I was going to high school, for example, I was known as Angela to the outside world, and as Sung Kyung at home. I would wave hello to my teachers, but bow to my parents' Korean friends when they visited our home.
Do different cultures have different ideas as to what is polite?
Yes, definitely. In high school, I was expected to look straight in the eyes of my teachers and to talk openly with them. But when Koreans spoke to me, I was expected to look at my feet and to be shy and silent.
Do you think that having two personalities makes you a richer person?
Yes, but sometimes I don't know who I am.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue again and fill in the table.